Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Right Hand Drive Guys podcast. I'm Bobby. This is Aaron.
Yo, yo.
And today we are back with another Marketplace episode.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're a little tardy this month. We apologize for sure. I feel like the market's been a little slower than normal the past few months. And so we really tried to wait it out to find some new stuff. Yeah. And I still came across quite a few things that we saw last Marketplace.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, okay, these things maybe aren't selling. Maybe this is a hint to the seller.
Yeah. Market's not as, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not moving as fast as it was.
But we still were able to find, you know, about 10 cars each, and then one not so good of a deal we decided to start doing. So, We didn't communicate before the episode, and we kind of did the same area, the Midwest-ish, but miraculously only one car we picked the same.
Yeah, I was like up in the North Midwest, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Let's see, where was it specifically? It was somewhere in Missouri specifically where I was.
Oh, he was in Missouri.
Bigelow, Missouri.
Bigelow.
And yeah,
hell yeah.
and it's, you know, it has Iowa, Oklahoma,
yeah,
and little parts of Missouri in it.
And so if you're not familiar with this, we generally pick a region, we find 10 cars we think would be a great deal or at least worth taking a look at, and we give them to you. And so why don't you go ahead and start?
All right. Up first, I got a 1996 Nissan Stagia RS4.
Okay. RS4.
Yep. Listed 19 days ago in Omaha, Nebraska. That's another state, Nebraska.
Okay.
Asking $20,000.
Dang, that's reasonable.
Yeah, not too bad. It's got a clean title, imported by himself last November. So this guy is the first owner in the States. So that's
kind
cool.
of partly explains the price.
Yeah, yeah. It's got its turbo with all-wheel drive. Runs great. Little to no corrosion. That's always good. Water pump and all that done. Timing belt done. Decent ride. $20,000.
What color is it?
Silver.
Silver.
Yeah. Very common color.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've expressed that. I'm not a fan of the silvers. But, hey, to each their own. So I was down in Sugar Land, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds like a nice place.
Yeah, sounds cool. Sounds sweet.
And I found a 1972 Nissan Hakowa. Hakowa?
The Hako Taco?
Yeah, the Hako Taco. Hakuska?
Yeah, the Hakuska.
Yeah, so, and this is definitely a, like, beautiful example. For sure. I know it only has 29,000 original miles.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, or 47,000 kilometers. But yeah, I mean, in white with it, it's done up for sure. It's a beautiful car. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know the market on these. He has this listed price reduced to $100,000.
Price reduced to $100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Only thing I know about those is they're expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. They're not on my radar, per se, but I think they're cool.
Yeah, they're cool cars.
I love to look at them, but...
And you don't see them for sale a ton, but when you do, they are all kind of at this... 100K.
They've been 25-year legal for a long time.
Yeah, no doubt. Since you were born. No, I'm just kidding.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, down in Sugar Land, Texas, they got the Hako Taco.
Hako Taco. All right. For me, up next, I got a 1991 Honda Beat PP110.
PP110.
Is that the chassis code?
PP110.
I'm not sure what the PP110 means.
Hey, if you know what, if you're like a Beat dude... And you know what PP110 means? Like, shoot us a DM.
In the description, it says it is the nicer PP110 trim. Never heard of that on the Beats. Huh. Never seen that.
So it must have obviously had some sort of...
Yeah, some sort of something. So it is in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Listed 10 days ago asking $6,900. Nice.
$6,900. Classic. Yeah, dude.
Five speed manual.
That's about average for those.
Yeah, it's a little on the high end, I think, but I mean, it's a PP110 trim, dude.
That's why.
It's got power windows, AM, FM, working tape deck. Dude. Car gets more looks and questions than his new C8 Z06. So what? This is some boomer has this. You could tell. Oh, you could tell it's a vet guy too because it's it's the PP110 trim.
Oh yeah,
dude,
you're
I bet
right.
He's got a display
Stage
board.
Two.
He puts out the trophies with like. Yeah. Okay.
Shout
it makes sense now. All right. All right. But yeah, pretty cool little car though. Runs like a top. He says.
In what color did you say that was?
Your favorite. Silver.
Wow, dude, you and these silver cars.
Damn.
I mean, it's clean.
I mean, it is clean.
And it is a PP110. all right, so listed 2 months ago over in Norman, Oklahoma, is a 96, so kooky, Nissan Silvia S14.
Nice.
Yep. And it's blue with a carbon fiber hood, black wheels, kitted for sure. I mean, it's pretty clean. He's got this thing listed at $26,750. And, I mean, he owned it in Japan, so I think it's probably a military guy, kind of like the dude I got mine from.
Is that picture from Daikoku?
Yeah, it is.
right.
Hell yeah. So if you see the Nissan with the picture from Daikoku, that's this guy over in Norman. And, I mean, it's got all kinds of parts on it, and I feel like this is about where I want to list mine ish. So I'm throwing this out to you guys to let me know if this is even realistic, you know, because this is pretty close.
Yeah.
He's just got the true kooky. I'm converted. So
right.
But I mean, either way, like a nice car to check out. So
definitely looks nice.
Yeah, I mean, if he hasn't sold it, might be your next little drift missile.
Nice. Cool. Up next for me, listed about a month ago from Owosso, Oklahoma. We got a 1990 Honda Civic Si.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. A little Konjo racer.
Yeah.
Nah, this one's pretty much, it looks pretty much stock.
Yeah, it does.
It's a decent looking car.
I like that.
Let's see. Asking 13.5. I don't know if I said that or not. And it says in the description, yes, it's an SI. No, it does not have a sunroof. It also came automatic from the factory. Oh. Look up EF3 SI Extra from Japan. This is not a USDM SI.
Yeah.
So
Extra.
Yeah. Was that, I guess, is that what
never
they were called?
Heard of that.
Yeah. I never heard of them being automatic either.
That stinks.
Yeah. Based price on what he's seen others listed for. He bought it stock 3 years ago. It's got all the bronze glass, so that's cool.
That is cool.
It has been manual swapped, so that's cool.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah. That
142,000 kilometers, has all the maintenance done. Nice little car. Like, you don't see these EFs. Like, I don't ever think that we ever saw one cruising around Japan either.
No. Like, I mean, I don't even think at Daikoku or nothing. Maybe, but yeah. I doubt it.
Yeah, maybe down in Osaka you'd probably
see
him.
Yeah, probably. Probably hear him before you saw him, that's dude. For sure, dude. Dang.
Got that right.
Shout out to those boys. So I'm right there on the Honda thing, too. I found a 96 Civic EK3.
Yeah.
So this...
Hatchback? Is that
a
hatchback?
Yeah. Yes, it is. And it's silver. But hey, whatever. He listed this 2 months ago in Levine, Arizona,
nice.
At 12.8. And I mean, I think he's a little high, as we saw that super. You remember just like a few weeks ago that insanely clean EK3.
Yes.
That I showed you. Remember, it was like,
yeah,
it was almost like ridiculous.
It was like $15,000.
Yeah, and that took him quite a while to sell.
Yeah.
And this thing's got 66,000 miles and, you know, it's never been modified, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I just think these, you know, because this is automatic D-series or whatever, you know what I mean? It's not. So at 12.8. I like the car because I like seeing these stock Civics pop up, but I'm also like, dang, like that's a lot of money for an automatic Civic. You know, that was probably close to retail back in the, you know,
obviously that's
a little less, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
What do you got?
Up next, I'm on the same route. I got a 97 Civic Fairio. So it's the four-door.
Yeah.
And this one was listed about a month ago in Kingsley, Iowa, asking $13,000. So, like, that's around the same price. This one only has 24,000 original miles.
That's the price. Like, that's low miles. That's like... Right.
And it's a five-speed, rust-free. Was just imported from Japan in December. Yeah, dude. I mean, this thing's like a mint little Civic. You don't see them like this no more.
Let me see it.
Silver.
Wow, dude.
Why are all these
cars
silver today?
But it does look clean.
But
like,
yeah,
even that
clean.
Molding. Look at that
molding.
The molding
is
fresh,
dude. There's not a bit of fade on that thing.
Yeah, that's a good find if, like, you're one of those guys, you know, like... Yeah. I think Mo's a four-door?
He has built a four-door
before. Like, because I remember some guys are into those four-doors and they make them look dope.
Yeah, for sure. I think they're cool. What you got?
So, over in Orem, Utah, I found a 98 Stagia. And this is a RSV. And this is the same motor as the GTT.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yep. Rear wheel drive.
Nice.
So it's a GTT wagon.
Right.
You know, and this guy's got it on BC coilovers, and otherwise it's stock. It's white.
Yeah.
And for $15,000, I feel like.
Was that one of Squirk's old ones?
Is it? And no, I don't think so. But at $15,000, like, I feel like you're probably. In good shape.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think so.
Because it looks really clean, and the miles aren't crazy on it. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would get this thing dumping on some dope wheels and have it be like the daily grocery getter type thing.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
I mean, it's a super dope dad whip or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, he's only listed it 16 days ago.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes months to sell a car. It just depends. So
stages are weird too. I feel like I see some sit for months on there and some will like sell immediately. Like,
yeah.
There's no, I mean, I haven't really looked at them too much, but I think they're cool.
I couldn't get one unless I was doing the 34.
The 34 front.
And just because like that is such a dope combo. Yeah. Like seeing those in person in Japan like that. And like,
yeah.
Dude, like there was not, I mean, there was some with this front end, but. Right. A lot of them were 34 front ends.
Yeah, that was a very common thing to see.
I thought they looked so awesome.
There's another front end they do on them. I forget which. It's another Nissan, maybe like the newer Laurel or maybe, I don't know. I think I maybe even seen a V35 front end on one.
Dude, throw that the S15 goofy, front end on it, dude.
Yeah, right? That would be cool. Oh, yeah, I guess I saw someone do a S14 Kuki front end on one before, too.
Yeah.
I mean, all that stuff pretty much fits. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of bolts on, and it's all around the same sizes. So.
You just got to do a little bit of jimmying, some washers, and
I mean, you could get away with doing that, but they also have like the conversion stuff as well.
Oh yeah, if you got money,
right. Cool. So up next for me, I got a 92 Nissan Caravan. So. This thing is just a cool looking van, dude.
That is like, dope. Yeah.
It's a 92 van.
I bet it's got the tube TV in it.
Dude. Yeah. And it's got the big sliding door in the back. Listed 4 days ago in Belle Plaine, Iowa.
Got
listed for $12,500.
Up there in Belle Plaine.
Yeah. It's got the bulletproof TD27 four cylinder diesel.
Dang,
diesel,
dude.
Yeah, four-wheel drive.
Tune that pig, you'll be rolling coal,
dude,
son.
Seriously, this thing is nice. they Said it would be perfect for a rural mail carrier, but like, who's paying $12,500 for a mail carrier?
Yeah, like, no doubt. Plus, like, dude, that thing's pretty high up. You're trying to bend down to the damn mailbox,
yeah,
like leaning out the window. Nah, dude.
Vehicle's rust free, no other damage. Electronic four wheel drive works great, including new backup camera that needs installation and Garmin GPS. Purchased 2 years ago from Gary Duncan Imports in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, shout out Gary Duncan.
So, I mean, they're dropping names like that, damn, dude. I mean, Duncan usually has pretty, like, Duncan, very odd, homie, very odd cars, but very clean examples.
Right.
So, whenever I see something from Duncan, I'm like, it's not necessarily something I would want, but it's like a very
good
clean example,
yeah,
and like, I don't see them buying much trash. You know,
no,
what I mean?
I don't think
they might
so
buy
either
a lot of Figaros or whatever, or yeah, Pals, but
they might buy weird shit. But like, hey, it's for somebody.
It is.
They're
and
selling
it,
them,
and it shows. Like just like that one right there.
Yeah,
it went somewhere.
Yeah. So this one's interesting that I found. It's in Denver. It was listed about a month ago. It is a '98 Toyota Aristo. Vertex edition.
Vertex edition.
Yes, dude. The Vertex edition. I really couldn't tell you what that means.
Yeah, it's just it was a factory like upgrade, I guess you could say. It just had a little bit different bumpers, side skirts, and probably a little bit different interior pieces and stuff like that.
Yeah, this thing's got the 2JZ GTE and 115,000 kilometers. It's got a carbon fiber hood, you know, front mount, the whole deal. It's like a big body beast.
Yeah,
you know what
cool
I'm saying? Those things are huge, but like with that power plant, they're just like
right
ridiculous. I know I have a buddy with one of these, dude, and he'll just like do the roasting of the tires,
yeah, yeah,
dude. And it's just effortless. Just,
yeah,
you know,
dude, they put that engine at a lot of cars back then, especially in Japan, like
pretty wild.
Yeah. The Crown, the Aristo, like
right, the Supra.
Obviously all the JZXs, like the Supra.
Yeah, like, it's pretty wild.
Dude, holy moly.
They just
they
like
wore that thing out.
Yeah. But, you know, he's asking 21.5 for this. I don't really know the market on these, but it's...
It seems a little high.
Yeah, but it is like nice. It's nice. It's
yeah
clean, obviously. So he obviously feels there's some value there, but just the fact that it was like a Vertex edition, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is pretty dope for sure.
Yeah, that's cool. They're fairly common. I've seen them quite a bit, but
yeah,
I mean, they're not like, everyone you see is not going to be one, but they're yeah definitely out there. They usually
like
have
the
like a little badge.
On the
34 like
or whatever, yeah. Okay, yeah. What's up? What's your next
cool
one?
Cool. I got a 92 Skyline GTS4, asking $20,000, listed 3 months ago in Kansas City.
KC.
Not too much info on this one. He just says, please have sufficient cash if you'd like to come for a test drive and see in person.
Must get a lot of tire kickers.
Yeah, must. Car starts and runs fine. If you are a JDM enthusiast, you should know what you're buying. Like, will not provide too much details as the serious buyers would come in person and take a look at it themselves. Like, kind of. That's probably why he still has it up for sale 3 months
right
later.
Because I'm a serious buyer on things and I maybe can't make it from Maine.
Right.
I need details so then I can wire
yeah
you or whatever.
I can't
money
stand when
yeah
people like can't understand that or like don't feel like working with you. But I mean, it looks decent. It has a, you know, whatever, a fatty front lip on it. Like, look at that thing.
Oh, yeah,
look
dude
at the
nice
underbite.
Nice window sticker.
Nice, yeah, window banner, some wheels of some sort. Don't really know because, you know, its description kind of sucked. But, hey, decent buy at $20,000.
So
the going rate, I think, for something like that.
Did you say how long that's been on?
3 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like you said, that's why he has it.
Yeah. Oh, actually, hold on. It comes with 34 GTT wheels, so.
Whoa.
Big chrome Johnnies that are on the picture.
Yeah.
Not included.
Damn.
So I don't know. 20's a little.
Yeah, he's stretching
it.
So I have a 95 180 SX.
Whoa.
But it's got a 15, an S15 front end.
Nice.
But, and it's only got 66,000 miles on the car. But I think it was definitely somebody's missile.
Nice.
You can kind of tell.
You know, mine was a 98.
This is
a 95. I'm sorry, a 95.
Yeah, it could be. This could have been yours for sure.
Could have been.
Yeah, I mean.
Who knows?
But yeah, I mean, it's a little beat, you know. That's why I say it was maybe somebody's missile, but.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's still got metal quarter panels, so that's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's always, always a positive, plus, yeah.
You know, when you got metal quarter panels that haven't been cut out.
Like, yeah, I mean, but he listed this 5 months ago. He reduced this from 21.5. So he's down to 19. He's 5 months deep in Aurora, Colorado.
I mean, it's not a bad buy.
I mean, I guess it depends on what you're going to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you did need a drift car, I mean, it's all there.
Yeah. Is it the turbo?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's a decent buy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what
someone
that's
what
I
felt.
Even if it needs a little work, it's still, it's all there.
Yeah, someone go pick that one
go
up.
Go pick
that's
that
a good
one
buy.
Up over in Aurora.
We'll be right back.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
All right. I got a cheap one here. Got a 94. I've never even heard of this, to be honest with you. Got a 94 Suzuki Servo. Like, look at that. Thing's ugly.
It's like a Honda today.
Yeah, kind of, that ran into a wall and
yeah, who fits in that? It reminds me of that one we saw that one time.
Kind of reminds me of like the Geos back in the day. Like, kind of. Anyway, it's in Adair, Oklahoma. Listed 2 months ago. Asking $56.50 for it.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. And it's a K car. It's only got 21,000 miles. I remember scrolling through the pictures on this thing. Dude, the interior is mint. It's like brand new. It's kind of insane.
So somebody really, it was a city car, right? They hardly drove it.
Probably sat in the garage most of its life.
Yeah.
Yeah, imported from Tokyo in July of 2023. Clear title. I mean, yeah, dude, this thing's kind of crazy. Actually, it's all-wheel drive.
Oh, wow. That actually makes it cool. Imagine bombing around in that on the back
roads. And it's got Blizzax that comes with it.
Damn, dude.
Dude. That's
dude,
pretty decent.
How many touch you fit that thing?
Oh, that's man. Pretty good, dude. I mean, it looks like a little egg, but I mean, it's all wheel drive. It's got Blizzax, little 5-speed ripper.
Hit him up. Hit him up.
All right, man. What do you got next?
I got a 97 Mitsubishi FTO, the one Ooh. on our not so hot list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
and
up
so
with that?
I was like, dude, this is. It's a surprise. No, it's in Surprise, Arizona. I was like, what? About a month ago. And so, yeah, he says he's selling his incredibly rare 97 Mitsubishi FTO GPVR version R.
Well, you know what it probably is rare if it's got that many submodels on tacked onto the end of it.
Wow.
Can you say that again?
The GPVR version R.
Wow. That's like, sick.
I mean, it doesn't look like anything special of an FTO.
I mean, it looks like an FTO.
Yeah, it just looks like a regular
Featured
one.
In Gran Turismo, it says.
Featured in Gran Turismo? What, in the background? Like, what do you
No,
mean?
They definitely had those on the video game.
Oh, I thought you meant the movie.
Oh.
I'm like, what? Like, you mean like driving by? Like, no,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at $19,000, it's just a hard buy. These are a hard buy, like, whether it was in Gran Turismo or not. That's
right.
That's a hard.
So were hundreds of other cars that are not.
And
worth
at $19,000,
right.
You can find yourself
And any, pretty much anything minus like GTRs, Supras.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The lower RX-7s. Level stuff. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure.
I mean, I don't know. He says he's moving and he can only keep one of his right-hand drive cars, but he searched for this for a very long time.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, man. You know, so I don't know. If you have been looking for a GPVR version R, like with the aero kit or whatever.
Hit him up.
Hit him up in Surprise, Arizona.
Surprise.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Word. I got another Skyline, believe it or not.
Yeah, we, you know, we're Skyline heavy. It's,
well,
it's not our fault.
Not in this area. This area is very hard to find. Like, every Skyline I saw, I picked. So, this one is a 1990 Skyline GTE. So, non-turbo, sedan. Looks like a grandma's car. You know, pretty much stock. Engine has low compression, but he's selling an RB20 DET full swap with it. He's going to swap it, but didn't have the time. What's interesting is whenever I was going through the pictures on this, the intercooler was on top of the engine. Like, wow, and I was like, that doesn't make sense. And I was looking closer, had the finned valve covers. I was like, oh, okay, that's an R31 RB20.
Oh, I see.
So it was from an R31.
Yeah.
So I've never even really heard of people using those. I'm sure they're pretty similar, but
cheap.
$15,000 for the car. That's a little much, I think, but not bad. It looks pretty clean. It's in Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha.
Listed 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's weird. He swaps in an R31.
Yeah, I've never really seen that done. And those are always interesting because they have the intercooler right on top of the engine.
Right.
It's kind of cool. But
it is cool.
Not for the R32.
So I also have a Skyline.
God.
And this is a 94, so a 33. And it's a GTS. So I picked this because this is your daily driver beater. You want to live that right-hand drive life.
Yeah.
You're even driving the daily. And so this is a non-turbo, but it does only have 31,000 original miles. It's super clean.
That's meant.
It's got the S1 front bumper and lane warning lights. Like, you know, it's like a upper model of the GTS. And, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be super reliable with the low mileage, just, you know, driving from A to B.
Maintain
you know.
It.
Yeah, yeah, good. Exactly. I mean, but I believe these are, what, rear wheel?
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe if you're down south, it's dope, but if you're up north, you'd be...
Yeah. How much are they asking?
Oh, $12,500.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a great deal for a 31K car, and then...
Yeah, that's...
It's this Very is fair. Also in Surprise, Arizona.
is this the same guy?
I feel like it might be. It was listed about a month ago.
Oh, wow.
I guess he must have had quite a few right-hand drive cars. His old lady's making him sell them.
Tough game.
Yeah.
Cool. I got another Nissan. One I don't really see that often. It's a 91 300ZX. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about those. I'm still indifferent on them, you know.
Yeah, me too, man.
It's just like they're cool, but just not for me.
Yeah.
This one has an automatic transmission. It's twin turbo, 63,000 original miles. It's a 91. I don't think I already said that. It's a coupe. Silver over black leather. Decent. Brand new staggered 17x8 and 17x10 inky RPF1s.
Okay.
Yeah, cool looking car in Chesterfield, Missouri.
Chesterfield.
Listed about a month ago. $20,000.
What color was it?
Silver. Dude, all these silver cars, silver on silver too. That's extra boring for you.
I'm not into them. I'm sorry, 300ZX boys, but I just can't do it. I don't know. I mean,
But they use the headlights on Lamborghinis, dude.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, huh? So I got a super dope, way better than a 300 ZX vehicle.
Let's hear it.
I'm not trying to flex on you, but I got a 92 Isuzu Rodeo 4x4 RV turbo diesel.
Whoa.
Dude, this thing, this man self-imported it. He brought it. Yeah, he brought it from Japan. He brought it over.
Nice.
Shipped it into Long Beach, drove it to Denver. And yeah, I mean, it seems like he's used it a little bit, but he's just trying to get it off his hands.
I wonder how that worked. He must have a dealer plate or something, right? Like, how would you drive it from straight from port to your
if
home
you
state?
Had the, could you get the paperwork prior?
Ah, I see. You can go ahead and start the process of like registering. I see.
You don't need the vehicle present. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So this was listed 5 months ago. So it seems like he's having a little bit of a hard time getting rid of it. But it's right in Denver. So, I mean, he should have plenty of exposure. But he is asking 30 grand.
Oof.
That shipping is what got that price right there. Because this thing probably wasn't even that crazy expensive over in Japan.
Right.
But, like, this is oversized.
We'll be right back.
Are you interested in small businesses? My name is David C. Barnett, and I've been podcasting and producing YouTube videos about buying, selling, financing, and managing small and medium-sized businesses for almost 10 years. I'm a former business broker and have owned and operated several businesses, and I've been advising business owners since the 1990s. Each week, I create a new podcast which answers one of your questions, and I've always got amazing, exciting guests. You can find me on YouTube by going to smallbusinessanddealmakingpodcast.com or just search David Barnett Small Business in any podcasting app to find me. I look forward to seeing you around.
Oh, yeah, that's a full...
Yeah, that's oversized. Whole so he paid more than what we're paying for cars.
Yeah.
You know, in that sense. So, yeah, I mean, he's probably having quite the hard time with it. But, I mean, I don't know. I'd just keep it, dude. It's dope.
Dude, I love those Japanese campers. Like, yeah. One of these days, I'd love to have one. Yeah. Like, why not, right? Like,
yeah.
They're cool.
They like, are
they
cool.
They make such good use of space. I feel like.
It's wild.
I don't know. I don't understand it.
I would, if you had pulled up the camper van that we used in Japan up like out here and was like, hey boys, you're going to use this. We would have been like, dude, nah, there's no way. Cause we wouldn't have trusted it. But there it was like, oh, this is what you guys do. Okay. We can do this. Yeah.
Good time.
But yeah. So if you're looking for something like that, I mean, this is a 92, it's probably a tiny bit outdated, but worth a shot if you're really looking for one.
Absolutely. Cool. I got a 95 Suzuki Carry 660, a little K-truck action.
Yep.
Look at these mudders it's got on it.
Oh, wow, dude. Those are cool. Yeah.
Are those Mickey Thompsons?
Yeah. Mud Bajas, buggers? Yeah.
Baja claws.
Baja claws, dude. Yeah, no, I mean, that obviously is used around some property.
Yeah, I mean, he's got lights up top. He's got a freaking reflector on the back that looks crazy.
Yeah, the fluorescent triangle, dude. That's sick.
It's listed 4 hours ago. Asking $4,000. Jefferson City, Missouri.
That seems like a good deal for that thing.
Yeah, it starts right up and runs like it should. 4-speed manual, 4x4, couple dings and dents, but no rust. 4,000, no trades.
Wow.
That's a deal. Like, dude, I mean, K-trucks, just the two-wheel drive ones, you're lucky to get one for... You know, 5K is about like the bottom line of those, right? So this dude's asking four and it's a 4x4.
Might be worth
good deal.
Checking it out if you're looking for one of those for your property.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Maybe not for the road.
No, definitely not in Maine. So, okay, this is my last one before the no deal, but I don't even, man, I like would probably get this if I was. If I was a buyer right now, I would get this, I think. Like, it's a 2001. Well, you know, everything's a little gray sometimes, right? But it's a 2001 Honda Integra Type R, okay? So that's a DC5. And it is just the shell, all right? Which
interesting.
It's got K-Tune coilovers, TE37s. It's got the blue Recaros, blue carpet, you know, Florida title, whole deal.
Yeah.
It just needs a motor. This is listed 25 days ago in Oviedo, Florida. 13K.
For pretty much a roller?
Yeah, for a DC5 roller.
That's tough.
I know. I mean, I would really want to be able to, I guess, see it, but...
That's first year of the DC5, right?
Yes.
Interesting.
And, but, like, I don't know what the K20 for this, how much that goes for, but I bet it's not crazy.
Right.
At 13 grand, I don't know. I feel like if, what do you think you got into the K20? 4,500.
I don't even know, to be honest.
I think that's probably accurate. Let's just say 5,000.
Yeah.
18K.
Yeah.
You have a DC5 Integra Type R.
I mean, even at 10K, you have a DC5 Type R for 25.
Right.
If the engine was 10K.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's, I don't know, that's killer. If you can get out of this for under 20, because a DB8 96 spec goes for 20.
Right.
Like, this is a DC5 Integra Type R. This is the future. This thing shouldn't even be here yet. So, like...
Yeah, who knows what the markets on those are going to be right. Like.
But, okay, so that was my last one. What do you got? You got your expensive one, or you got one more?
I got the worst pick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm ready for the worst pick.
Okay.
Hate to do it to him, but I got a 90 Nissan Skyline.
Okay.
He's asking 18.7 for it, and that's down from 21.5. He's in Smithville, Missouri, and I don't know. I just don't see the value in this one. Runs good. Has been using it for a daily driver. No turbo, so it isn't fast. So, guy's been ragging on it. Has new spark plugs, fuel pump and fuel filter. Has aftermarket wheels. Will come with stock wheels.
So, it don't come with shit.
Yeah.
It's junk.
Yeah. And he's willing to trade just depending on what you got. But, I mean, looking at the picture of this thing, it just looks kind of clapped. And, like, he done a two-tone,
looks like a Buick. Yeah.
He done, like, a two-tone, like, Panda A86 paint job to it, dude. That's I don't know. Like, that, like, and, like, the weakest spec RPF ones I've ever seen. Like,
it looks like a Regal. It really does, dude. Like, just that paint job. Like,
not the Regal.
Damn,
dude. But for 18.7, this is just, this is a little much. Like, this is a base model.
Yeah, how long ago was that, listen?
5 months ago. And he probably still got it for that.
And where did you say it was?
Smithville, Missouri.
Dude, it must be something in the water in Missouri, because I got a 90 Skyline over here from Hernando, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, dude, this thing, $35,000 for a 90 GTST. Okay, it's got 89,000 miles, so 100 whatever thousand kilometers.
Yeah.
Okay, it's got 300 ZX brakes, and it's got an exhaust and a front mount. And he's asking $35,000 for this thing.
Why?
I don't know. It's silver. That's probably part of what went to his head, because he has a silver car. But,
like,
I mean, it's not like, it looks clean, but not $35,000.
Absolutely
not. He needs to drop that about 10K, and he might see some interest.
That's GTR money.
That's what I mean. I mean, 35K is low-end 32 GTR money.
Yeah, all day.
Yeah, I mean... So when I saw this, I was like, dude, sound the alarm. Ugh. Like, this dude is, like, on some of that Missouri crack, dude.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, I mean.
Jesus, dude. That's too much.
So.
Sorry, Missouri. Didn't mean to do you like that.
Yeah, you know, you can't be spending that type of money on this car.
No way. There's no way.
So, yeah, I mean, this was the marketplace for April 2024. I mean. There's a few deals out there. There's a few questionable prices, but, like, maybe quality cars.
The Midwest is depleted.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like
the area I was searching for, there's just not much out there. Either the dudes that have the cars are keeping them and enjoying them, or
something.
There's not a scene.
Yeah.
Or not much of one, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there was a decent amount around Denver, but still, yeah, I wasn't finding anything crazy. But yeah, guys, I mean, hopefully there's something on there that you were interested in. Maybe check it out.
Yeah.
We would love to hear about somebody actually getting a car from one of our suggestions. And yeah, next month we'll get back on our little schedule, and we'll be the third week instead of the fourth week.
Absolutely.
Maybe find some more fresh stuff. But for episode 71, the Marketplace episode, I'm Bobby. This is Aaron.
See ya.
Peace.